The fifth quality, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. And a sabr, what a beautiful quality this is. It means patience and perseverance. Sabr means patience, steadfastness and perseverance. And the Muslims are patient people, are very patient people, especially in the case, situations of difficulties. They did not go crazy. They did not rip their hair out. They did not tear their clothes. They did not start wailing or crying loud. They say, Alhamdulillah. They did not lose their aqidah, nor did they lose their principles under pressures or challenges. You are a Muslim, you say, Alhamdulillah, wa matter what confronts me, good, bad, Alhamdulillah, tafaddal. Why? Because you know this is all an examination. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Surely we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, life and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. What a beautiful attribute this is. What a beautiful characteristic to have. Those who are patient, they will go a far, far way. And we know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a life of patience, perseverance. He used to sleep on a reed mat. A reed mat made out of leaves. And when he stood up, that reed mat would mark his body. Abdullah said one day, Ibn Mas'ud, Ya Rasulullah, allow us. To make something comfortable for you to sleep on. He looked at him and said, Ya Abdullah, what have I to do with this world? What have I to do with this world? I am no more than a traveler, a rider, who seeks shade underneath a tree. Rests for a little while, then wakes up and continues his journey. He does not want to be comfortable. Why? Because this is not his life. He does not care about this life. What a beautiful person. What an excellent creature. What a beautiful example to follow. What a beautiful example to follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, today we've got to have our king size. Our queen size. Make sure it's waterbed. Don't forget the waterbed, he says. She says, no, make sure it's three mattresses, not two. Three mattresses, extra comfort. Extra comfort. Yeah, she doesn't want to mark her body, and he does not want to mark his body. He wants to come up, ahdahari. Ahdahari, because when you step on such beauty and luxury, your back is going to hurt you. But wallahi, when you step on the ground, you get up like a man. You get up like a man. Your back is strong. This is reality. You step on the ground, you got to get used to it first. Probably the first couple of times, you're going to get a sore back. But after a while, believe me, your back, your spine, it is the most healthiest way to sleep. And this is medically treated, is it not? That when you step on something hard, it's better for your back because your back does not sort of sway. There's not sort of curve. You might be a hunchback at the age of 30. By sleeping on those queen-size luxuries, the wavy beds with the water in it. You know, they say you have to have the groovy in, so you can really think when you dream. You know, when you dream, you're in a world of waves. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When Umar ibn Khattab entered the Prophet's room, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw no cupboards, no luxury, hamakallah, nothing to sit on, no fruits, no dessert, no nothing. He sat on the floor and looked at him and said, Ya Rasulullah. He started crying, Umar ibn Khattab. He started crying, saying, Oh Prophet of Allah, what have you got? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, what makes you cry? He said, Oh Prophet of Allah, the Roman king, the Persian king, their seats, their thrones is made out of pearls and gold and silver and rubies. Their clothes is silk and gold. Well, you are the best of creatures chosen by the Almighty Lord. Look at how they're living. And look how you're living. You know what the Prophet said? Did he say, great, God gave me the luxuries?
No.
He said, Umar, with a smile, doesn't it suffice us that for us is the hereafter and for them is this world and only this world? It's their paradise. Like, yeah, خذوا الparadise طبعاً. Let them have it. We don't want it. We want eternal bliss and not temporary, basic, minute bliss. Because this is all it is in this life. Minute, a bit of enjoyment. That's all there is. And that enjoyment gets forgotten as soon as one dip in hellfire that happens to them. One dip, all the excitement and enjoyment in this life is finished. One dip in paradise, all the hardship, the burden that you went through on Muslim, you forget all about it. That was the fifth quality.